Brief interview number 40697, Benton Ridge, Ohio.
It's the arm. You wouldn't think of it as an asset like that, would you? But it's the arm. You want to see it? You won't get disgusted? Well, here it is. Here's the arm. This is why I go by the name Johnny One Arm. I made it up. Not anybody being like hard-hearted. Me. I see how you're trying to be polite and not look at it. Go ahead and look, though. It don't bother me. Inside my head, I don't call it the arm. I call it the asset. How old would you describe it? Go on. You think it'll hurt my feelings? You want to hear me describe it? It looks like an arm that changed its mind early on in the game when it was in Mama's stomach with the rest of me. It's more like an itty-tiny little flipper. It's little and wet-looking and darker than the rest of me is. It looks wet even when it's dry. It's not a pretty sight at all. I usually keep it in a sleeve until it's time to haul it out and use it for the asset. Notice the shoulder's normal. It's just like the other shoulder. It's just the arm. It'll only go down to like the titty nipple of my chest here, see? It's a little sucker. It ain't pretty. It moves fine. I can move it around fine. If you look close here at the end, there's these little majiggers you can tell started out wanting to be fingers, but didn't form when I was in her stomach. The other arm, see, it's a normal arm, a little muscly on account of using it all the time. It's normal and long and the right color. That's the arm I show all the time. Most times I keep the other sleeve pinned up so it don't look to be even anything like an arm in there at all. It's strong, though, the arm is. It's hard on the eyes, but it's strong. Sometimes I'll try and get them to arm wrestle it to see how strong it is. It's a strong little flippery sucker. If they think they can stand to touch it, I always say if they don't think they can stand touching it, why, that's okay. It don't hurt my feelings. You want to touch it?
Q.
That's all right. That is all right.
Q.
What it is, well, first, there's always some girls around. You know what I mean? At the foundry there, at the lanes, there's a tavern right down by the bus stop there. Jackpot, that's my best friend, Jackpot, and Kenny Kirk's his cousin, Jackpot's, that are both over me at the foundry because I finished school and didn't get in the union till after. They're real good looking and normal looking and good with the ladies, if you know what I mean. And there's always girls hanging back around, like in a group, a bunch or group of all of us. We'll all just hang back, drink some beers. Jackpot and Kenny are always going with one of them or the other, and then the ones they're going with got friends, you know, a whole, say, group of us there. You follow the picture here? And I'll start hanging back with this one or that one. And after a while, the first stage is I'll start into telling them how I got the name Johnny One Arm and about the arm. That's a stage of the thing of getting some pussy using the asset. I'll describe the arm while it's still up in the sleeve and make it sound like just about the ugliest thing you ever did see. They'll get this look on their face like, oh, you poor little fella, you're being too hard on yourself. You shouldn't be shameful of the arm, so on. How I'm such a nice young fella, and it breaks their heart to see me talk about my own part of me that way, especially since it weren't any fault of mine to get born with the arm. At which time, when they start with that stage of it, the next stage is I ask them, do they want to see it? I say how I'm shameful of the arm, but somehow I trust them, and they seem real nice, and if they want, I'll unpin the sleeve and let the arm out and let them look at the arm if they think they could stand it. I'll go on about the arm until they can't hardly stand to hear no more about it. Sometimes it's the ex of Jackpot's that's the one that starts hanging back with me down at frame 11 over to the lanes and saying how I'm such a good listener and sensitive, not like Jackpot or Kenny, and she can't believe there's any way the arm's as bad as I'm making out and like that. Or we'll be hanging back at her place in the kitchenette or some such, and I'll go, it's so hot I feel like taking my shirt off, but I don't want to on account of I'm shameful of the arm, like that. There's numerous, like, stages. I never out loud call it the asset, believe you me. Go on and touch it whenever you get a mind to. One of the stages is, I know after some time I really am starting to come off creepy to the girl, I can tell, because all I can talk about is the arm and how wet and flippery it is, but how it's strong, but how I'd just about up and die if a girl as nice and pretty and perfect as I think she is saw it and got disgusted. And I can tell all the talk starts creeping them up inside and they start to secretly think I'm kind of a loser, but they can't back out on me because after all, here they've been all this time saying all this nice shit about what a sensitive young fella I am and how I shouldn't be shameful and there's no way the arm can be that bad. In this stage, it's like they're committed into a corner and if they quit hanging back with me now, why they know I can go, it was because of the arm.
Q.
Usually long about 2 weeks, like that. The next is your critical type stage where I show them the arm. I wait till it's just her and me alone someplace and I haul the sucker out. I make it seem like they talked me into it and now I trust them and they're who I finally feel like I can let it out of the sleeve and show it. and I show it to her just like I just did you. There's some additional things, too, I can do with it that look even worse. Make it look good. See that? See this right here? It's because there ain't even really an elbow bone. It's just...
Cue.
Or some of your ointments or Vaseline-type jelly on it to make it look even wetter and shinier. The arm's not a pretty sight at all when I up and haul it out on them, I'm telling you right now. It just about makes them puke the sight of it the way I get it. Oh, and a couple run out. Some skadoodle right out the door. But your majority of them will swallow hard a time or two and go, oh, it's not too bad at all. But they're looking over all away and try and not look at my face, which I've got this totally shy and scared and trusting face on at the time. Like this one thing I can do where I can make my lip even tremble a little. Yeah, and every time, sooner or later, within inside like 5 minutes of it, they'll up and start crying. They're in way over their heads, see? They're like committed into a corner of saying how it can't be that ugly, and I shouldn't be shameful, and then they see it, and I see to it, it is ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And now what do they do? Pretend? Shit, girl, most of these girls around here think Elvis is alive someplace. These are not girl wonders of the brain. It breaks them down every time. They get even worse if I ask them, oh, golly, what's wrong? How come they're crying? Is it the arm? And they have to say it ain't the arm. They have to. They have to try and pretend it ain't the arm, that it's how they feel so sad for me, being so shameful of something that ain't a big deal at all, they have to say, oftentimes with their face in their hands and crying. Your climatic stage then is, then I up and come over to where she's at and sit down, and now I'm the one that's comforting them. A like factor here I found out the hard way is when I go in to hold them and comfort them, I hold them with the good side. I don't give them no more of the asset. The asset is wrapped back up, safe out of sight in the sleeve. Now, they're broke down crying, and I'm the one holding them with the good arm and go, it's okay, don't cry, don't be sad. Being able to trust you not to get disgusted by the arm means so very, very much to me. Don't you see you have set me free of being shameful of the arm? Thank you, thank you, and so on, while they put their face in my neck and just cry and cry. Sometimes they get me crying, too. You following all this?
Cue.
More pussy than a toilet seat, man. I shit you not. Go on and ask Jackpot and Kenny if you want about it. Kenny Kirk's the one that named it the asset. You go on.